today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of this program, today's special, Salamun Alaikum. Thank you very much. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Be with us because we're going to speak about hosting in the view of Islam.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted, 'cause I know that one day suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.
We open the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 16th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we open the Holy Quran and we choose a verse from a chapter. Today, Chapter Nur, verse 27.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها. ذلكم خير لكم لعلكم تذكرون.
O you who have believed, do not enter houses other than your own houses until you ascertain welcome and greet their inhabitants. That is best for you. Perhaps you will be reminded.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In narrations, we read that we must ask permissions for three times so that those people in the house may have time enough to get ready. Of course, permission is asked only for entering others' house. Man can enter his house without prior notice. For saving a person who is sinking in the water, the oppressed, and one who is trapped in fire, no permission is needed. Whenever the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny wanted to enter a house, he did not stand in front of its door for asking permission, but he stood either on the left or right so that his blessed look might not fall inside the house. On the continuation of today's special, we'll look at the hospitality towards guests. Extending hospitality and giving respect to guests are a high culture and an important symbol of excellent manners in the Islamic society. Islam has placed great importance on hospitality. Our beloved Prophet would extend hospitality to guests himself, and it has been proven that if nothing was available in his blessed home, he would even borrow money for guests. Once when a guest came to the beloved prophet, he sent someone to a Jew to borrow some grain. But the Jew refused to lend grain without any pledge. So the beloved prophet pledged his armor in order to borrow grain. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about the etiquettes or, conventions of giving ceremonies or holding ceremonies and inviting guests. We find that in the Islamic religion, it's indicated that guests are icons of the divine grace for a family. Such that when you receive some guests at home, you must know that you are going to receive the divine grace, because those guests are in fact the means or the ways or means for that God provides a family in order to pay a special attention to them. We find that in our Eastern or Oriental or Middle Eastern ceremonies, we honor guests quite a lot. Yet, some people may not have the right financial opportunity or, for example, a special opportunity. It happens that someone wants to receive guests, but his financial situation may not permit him to receive many guests. And yet, some people may want to receive guests. However, the house isn't that capacious in order to receive too many guests. Yet, according to Islamic practices, when a family receives guests and provides them with, the right reception, when those guests go back home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins of this family and its members, especially the host.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
A simple question, how to host a guest? If there is one thing that Muslims are known for around the world, it's our hospitality. While other aspects of our respective cultures may have begun to wither away, Muslims continue to proudly uphold the legacy of hospitality that's been passed down to us through the ages. True hospitality is more than just providing a guest with a bed for the night. As the Prophet said in a hadith, let the believer in Allah and the Day of Judgment honor his guest. For hosting a guest, clean the house. Depending on the normal state of affairs in your house, this might very well be the most time-consuming part of hosting a guest. Still, this should never be skipped. Even if you yourself are accustomed to a certain level of messiness, adab and honor dictates that you not subject your guest to it. Vacuum the house, straighten loose papers, dust the shelves, and scrub the bathrooms.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi. شكرا يا رب.
Now we look at etiquette guide for being the ideal guest. Don't overstay. Khalid ibn Amr relates that he heard the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his pure progeny, saying, "He who believes in Allah and last day and resurrection day should honor his guest as he deserves." He was asked, "And what does he deserve, O Messenger of Allah?" And the Messenger answered, "A day and a night of what he deserves, and hospitality for 3 days. More than this is charity." As the mentioned hadith indicates, guests are to be welcomed, but this generosity should not be abused so as to be a burden on the hosts. This factor should be taken into consideration for those of us who come from families back home who may not be well off financially. We should act wisely and judge for ourselves how long is too long for our hosts.
You know, we know the story of Hatim al-Ta'i, how generous he was, that he had absolutely nothing to give to one of his guests that came to him. So he killed the best of his horses that he had to in order to feed the person. Now, whether this was an exaggerated story, whether it is a fable that didn't even happen or not, whatever the case may be, we understand that a dhaif habibullah, that the guest is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in all of these ahadith, when we hear about al-dhaif, ikram al-dhaif, being honoring al-dhaif, not only being hospitable, not only being kind, not only accommodating to a dhaif, a guest, but honoring the guest. And that's why, you know, you give the guest your seat. That's why it's recommended for you to sit in front of the guest. That's why you always need to remember to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sending a guest to you, because it's a way of showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love to you. This is why Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, "Akrim dhaifak walau kana haqidan," that you should honor your guest, haqiran, sorry, that you should honor your guest even if your guest was a haqir, a degenerate person, you know, a low life, you know. But if he's a guest, if he's a dhaif, akrimhu, respect him, honor him. Another hadith says, akrim dhaifak, honor your guest even if he was a disbeliever. And, you know, this is one of the, if we could say, ways of us understanding how necessary, obligatory it is for us to honor a guest. It's kind of like understanding that they are seeking your presence as a shelter. You know, they're finding it as a place of refuge, and therefore you need to honor them. Doesn't matter if they're Muslim or non-Muslim, or if they're a friend or their enemy, if they are kind or if they are degenerates or haqir, doesn't matter who they are, you honor them, you respect them, you give them what you are able to as well. You feed them what you are able to. You feed them from your food, from what you eat, not something that is lower than what it is that you would usually feed for yourself.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. We were speaking about hosting in the view of Islam. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفت إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي